You're listening to ABC Radio National, on air, online, and on the ABC Listen app.
It's been almost 12 years since Malaysia Airlines Flight 370 vanished after taking off from Kuala Lumpur, bound for Beijing. Over that time, there have been many theories, but no firm answers for the families of the 239 people on board. A new search due to begin today aims to finally locate the aircraft. It's set to run for 55 days in a remote part of the southern Indian Ocean and will use technology that didn't exist during earlier attempts. Charita Patiarachi is Professor of Coastal Oceanography at the University of Western Australia. He's been involved in the search since shortly after the plane disappeared. I spoke with Professor Patiarachi earlier.
Good morning.
Why now? Why is the search being resumed at this point?
Many things, because we basically have to go and look for it. There has been many efforts, and the technology keeps improving, so we can do better.
Can you tell me specifically what technology will be used this time that wasn't available for previous searches?
The search is taken by a company called Ocean Infinity, and they started searching a few years ago on the first time, and they had a ship called Seabed Constructor, and they had autonomous underwater vehicles, so AUVs, which was basically searching the seabed. Now they have gone up a notch, if you like, and they have built new ships, which are much more efficient, as also has more technology, and also the technology in the sonar and the analysis has improved.
So has the passage of time, do you think, made finding the wreckage harder or easier given these improvements in technology?
Probably neutral in a way. What we're looking for in the debris field is basically the large items like engines and fuselage, landing area, the big heavy parts, which are probably still intact. So those are still there. So it doesn't really mean that it is easier or difficult. It is still challenging.
Who pays for this search?
It's an agreement with the Malaysian government, and the Ocean Infinity is actually doing it self-financing. If they find it, they will get paid by the Malaysian government. If we don't find it, they don't actually get any money.
And are they searching the same areas as have been previously searched or heading for new sites?
It is an overlap. So they're looking at some areas what they have looked at before, just to make sure that they have not missed anything. And they will also look at areas that they have not seen before.
You're listening to Radio National Breakfast. I'm speaking with Professor Charita Patiarachi from the University of Western Australia about the renewed search for missing flight MH370 due to start today. Now, previous searches have been called off due to bad weather. What do you know about the conditions and forecast over the coming weeks?
So we're coming into summer. Given right this time, it's a little bit rough, but the weather will get better as we go more into the summer. So it's hard to say. There would be periods of bad weather, as you normally would experience in the sea, and there would be periods of very calm weather. So what you get. Hopefully they will not get a cyclone or anything like that, but unlikely.
And you've remained in contact with families of those on board MH370 over the years. What's your sense of how they're feeling about this renewed search?
They're very, very keen. They're very optimistic that the wreckage will be found and they will get some closure.
And were it to be found so many years after MH370 disappeared, what would remain, do you think, intact, recognisable?
The engines, the very large pieces of the fuselage, the landing gear, etc. I mean, you also have to remember that you know, it took almost 100 years to find Titanic, and with Titanic they didn't know where it went down. So it is not a easy challenge.
Would anything remain in terms of personal effects, even of the 239 people who were on board?
Very unlikely.
And based on everything you know and how much you've been tracking this, technology, modelling, where they're searching, how likely do you think it is that this search will uncover something?
We always have to remain optimistic. So we have to be positive, and with the new technology and the way that they're looking at it, there's a very good chance they will find it.
Charita Patiaracci, thank you so much for joining us.
You're welcome.